The island of Euclidea becomes more mysterious and terrifying with every discovery Jerry and his friends make on this weird artificial stronghold. Captain Bradford has decided that the seaweed cloth, from which all clothes on the island are made, will keep out all sound and light beams and rays, and is trying to plan a method of using this cloth to aid in their escape. Joan, Mrs. Gregory, Jerry, and Tex were inspecting the cloth factory when the alarm sounded. Someone escaping from the island. Escaping from the very pier where the Gregory yacht is held. Jerry has run off after some of the island men to watch them prepare for the capture of the escaping man.
I wish Jerry had stayed with us. These terrible men may be very angry to find Jerry following them.
You need not worry about that, Mother. Jerry may go with them if he wishes, but he may see someone receive a horrible punishment when they catch the escaping man.
You say when they catch him, not if. Isn't there any chance at all of getting away?
No, Captain Bradford. G-47 has been here for many years, and since he started this colony all alone, no one has ever escaped.
Where did the men go, the men Jerry was following?
I think they went down into one of the submarine locks.
Going to use a submarine in the chase, eh? Not much chance for anyone to get away, I guess.
Isn't it strange that everything should be so quiet? Someone is escaping from the island. We heard the alarm. Yet there's no confusion, no soul in sight.
There is never any confusion on Euclidea. Each man and woman on the island have their places and duties for every emergency. They go about their work just as quietly and naturally as you would eat a meal.
This is going to be a hard job, Pep. But we'll find some way to beat them at their own game. Hello. There's Hanson standing on the yacht, waving for us for come to the rail.
Then it must have been someone off the yacht who escaped.
Looks like it. Come on.
Who is this Hanson, Mother?
Our engineer. A fine, steady sailor who's had the motors of my boats for 3 years.
He's all excited about something now. He's pointing at the bridge, then down into the water. It was the skipper then.
Oh.
But what kind of a crazy scheme did he try to put over? The boats are both there. I hope he wasn't wild enough to try to swim for it.
Look, Tex. Hanson has a note in his hand and his finger to his lips.
He means for the captain to read the note and say nothing.
Yeah, that's what I expect. Well, we'll see. Well, what is it, Hanson? Oh, all right. Yes, I understand. Yes, you did just right. Everything you could have said would probably have been overheard. I'll call if I want you, Hanson. Thanks.
Isn't it strange how loud his footsteps sound on the deck of the yacht? And ours make no sound on the island floor.
Those sounds are very comforting to me, dear. And you will learn to live in our world where natural things make the natural sounds they ought to make. Good, healthy, natural sounds. All this perfection of silence here, it's too much for me.
But I can't tell you what is in this note until I get it under some of their ray deflecting cloth and show it to you. I'm even afraid to hold it out in the light any longer for fear they have read it. But it's good news. Good old skipper.
Well, can we take it into the cabin now and discuss it? We have enough of the cloth to screen a room or at least a section of a cabin.
But I want to go back and look for Jerry. The men should be coming back now, and I want to meet that foolish boy before he makes them angry. He will ask too many questions, and that they will not like.
Good idea, Joan. Take your mother with you. Go and find the kid and keep his mouth shut. He hasn't opened it too far already. I'm going aboard the yacht and do a little figuring on this note.
The alarm again. That means they have not found the one who escaped. They will be sending out another party to search the ocean.
That alarm was 7 strokes. What does that mean?
Another person has escaped near Pier 7, or the one who escaped before has been seen near Pier 7.
That was 10. Does that mean Pier 10, Joan?
Why, yes. But I cannot understand that. There could not be 3 different people escaping from 3 different places at the same time.
And why is that impossible?
Because when the first alarm sounded, Everyone on the island except the searchers and our little party would have been locked in their quarters. Tex, do you know what all this means?
Well, I've got a good idea. Unless I'm mistaken, all the other alarms will ring before they get done. You two try to find Jerry and get him back to the yacht before he does or says anything to get them angry enough to throw him in a cell. I'm going aboard the yacht. You board it and come to the radio cabin as soon as you find Jerry.
I have never known anything like this to happen. What can it be, Mother?
I think the captain has an idea, dear, but you mustn't ask him now for fear someone might overhear our answers. We'll go, Tex, and report to you just as soon as we find Jerry.
Well, good luck. Now, if I'm only figuring this thing right, good old skipper. There's no need to bother with this cloth over my head now. Everyone's too busy running down these alarms to listen for my radio beam. Boy, the old skipper is sure stirring things up. Now, if I can only raise Judd while all this hubbub is going on. Oh, of course, I'd have to wait for the set to warm up. Hansen could have gotten that note to me a little quicker. The old boy's got him on the run. But how long he can keep it up remains to be seen.
Calling J-24-Y. Hello, J-24. J-12 to J-24-Y.
Here he is now. Hello, J-12. Hello, Johnson. Bradford on J-24-Y to Johnson. Hello, J-12.
I've been trying to get you for an hour, J-24. Hello, J-24-Y. J-12 standing by for emergency call. Something wrong, your last message. Hello, J-24. Hello.
Okay, J-12. Listen carefully. Get this right. No time repeat or confirm. Our position correct as given you before. Latitude 29 south. Longitude 124-30 west. Island is colony of mad scientists. Surrounded
calling
by magnetic belt and radio beam traps.
Calling J-24-Y. Johnson to Bradford.
What's the matter, Johnson? Can't you hear me? Your signal is perfect here. Hello, Johnson. Hello, J-12.
J-12 to J-24-Y. Calling Bradford on J-24-Y. Your directional carrier faded an hour ago. No signal from you. Where are you, J-24-Y?
I'm not getting out. Something wrong with this set. Well, the skipper is keeping them entertained, but it won't do any good if I can't get through here pretty quick. Hello, J-12. J-12. This is Bradford on J-24-Y.
Stay on.
Can you hear me, J-12?
You can hear me. J-12 signing off. Have several private phone stations trying to reach you. If you can hear this and need aid, get message to land station for cable relay. J-12 standing by.
No, he's gone and he couldn't even hear my signal. That sounds like the search might be all over and our one chance is gone.
You had no chance. Did you give me so little credit as to think I would leave your radio beam open just because some silly fool wanted to experiment with my punishment for attempted escape? Your directional beam is being completely absorbed by our metallic blanket. You may speak to me through your radio. If you can think of anything intelligent to say...
Why... I have nothing to say.
You at least have that much intelligence. And for your satisfaction, I might add that your skipper is now my prisoner.
What are you going to do with him?
You will never see him again. Now, your friends are about to enter your cabin, bringing with them enough of the cloth you want so badly that you may lie in your council chamber with it. You may talk without fear of my hearing you and plan more of your silly attempts to escape. But please do not compel me to remind you again of the stupidity of trying to use your radio.
I'll get that fellow someday, but it's my last act.
Oh, Tex. Tex, I just heard the most terrible thing. Was that the skipper who tried to escape?
Yes, Pat. What happened to him?
They turned the full power of all the current on the island into the screens at the end of the pier. A man swimming within 100 feet of the ends of those piers would be paralyzed and drown at once.
That's bad. For the moment, I'll have to ask you to forget it and help me rig up a screen of this cloth we have, big enough for the three of us to talk under at once. I have some news, too. Use the porthole screws and the backs of the chairs. Lay some on the floor. I've got to talk to you at once.
Will this be all right if I put some over here, Captain?
That's the idea.
We're almost hemmed in now. The floor is covered.
The radio panel will do for this side. Not much air in here, but what I have to say won't take long.
How can we hold it over our head?
I guess we'll have to do just that. Hold it.
All right. There isn't a speck of light coming in any place now. Now listen closely while I tell you what happened.
Yes?
The skipper staged that escape so I could have a chance to use this radio without being overheard.
What?
That was what the note said that Hansen gave me.
And did you use the radio?
Yes, and the only one who heard me was G-47.
Oh.
I should have known he would intercept my beam.
Did you get any of your message through, Captain?
Not a word of it. I could hear Johnson trying to call me all the time, but he couldn't even get my signal.
Oh, then it was all useless. And the skipper. Oh, Tex, I feel so badly about that. He was a fine man and a grand friend of ours.
Yeah, keep your chin up, Pat. That's the one bright spot in the whole thing.
But, Captain, the skipper must have been killed. They always are when they try to swim through the electric net.
Yes, but the skipper didn't try to do that. He merely used my air rifle. Doesn't make a sound. And he shot through the portholes here so he wouldn't be seen.
Well.
Shot pieces of steel wire at the ends of all the piers, the range the gun would reach.
No.
He knew those metal pieces striking the water would set off the magnetic alarm.
Then where is he?
Safe in a locker down on the keel. G-47 tried to bluff me about having the skipper a prisoner. So they haven't located him. We can smuggle this cloth and food to him. We've got one more on our side than they know anything about.
Oh, that is fine, Captain.
That almost makes up for the radio message not getting through. We've got a man whom G-47 thinks is missing. And we may be able to use him in many ways. Good old skipper.
Now, with this cloth, we may be able to do something with an idea Jerry had. Say, where is Jerry?
Why, we thought he had come here to you.
We saw the searching party return.
And Jerry wasn't with him?
No, Tex. He wasn't.
Oh, Mother, I am afraid for...